Let's play another piano puzzler. Composer Bruce Adolph is here with me in the studio. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
And we have calling from Minneapolis, Minnesota, Jenny Kelly. Hi, Jenny.
Hi.
Thanks for joining us today. And Jenny, what's your musical background?
I sing with the National Lutheran Choir.
Uh-huh.
And I was a music major at Augsburg College, and that's why I work as a nurse.
Were you a voice major?
Yes, I was.
Uh-huh. So how much singing do you get to do these days?
Quite a lot. We have a weekly rehearsal with National Lutheran Choir, and I also am involved in church music, so I end up doing music about a good 8 hours a week, I'd say.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, you're about to do some more music right now with the piano puzzler. Bruce is going to play this for you, and he's taken a familiar song, a children's song, a folk song, or maybe even a famous melody from classical music, and he's hidden it inside the style of a classical composer. And Jenny, your job will be to name the tune and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. You ready for your piano puzzler?
You bet.
Okay, here we go. Where would you like to start, Jenny, with the tune or the composer?
The tune is Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead.
Wow, that was fast. That's great. Is that a tune that's on your mind or something?
Yes, we nurses think about those things.
So where did you hear that in there?
Pretty soon. Da, 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 da. I heard pretty early on.
Yeah,
but it was really wrapped up. I mean, those melody notes were there, but there was a lot going on around those melody notes.
Yeah, well, you know, you're supposed to be able to get below the symptoms and look for that diagnosis.
Very good. I really think that's an excellent way of looking at it. It's a good metaphor for analysis.
Well, we still have one underlying symptom that we haven't sorted out yet, which is the composer whose style Bruce was imitating in that version of Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead. What do you think?
Well, it's so chromatic and romantic, but I'm kind of a choral nerd. It sounds like a piano composer that I just have on the tip of my tongue, but I can't quite spit it out. I'm sorry.
Well, this composer did write some beautiful choral works, quite a few, actually.
Really?
Yes. In fact, this composer was, for a time, a choral director.
Oh, golly. Rachmaninoff?
Well, no, but
Rachmaninoff was a great pianist.
Yes.
Tchaikovsky?
Tchaikovsky actually was not a great pianist.
I'm digging myself in too deep here, guys. Help me out.
Let's get away from the idea of the big virtuoso pianist. But what you said before, chromatic and romantic, is absolutely on target.
I think I need a lifeline.
Okay.
Okay, well, we have two musical clues for you. One of these, a very direct clue, and one of these maybe a little bit of misdirection. So choose which of these two you think is closer to what Bruce just played. Bruce, what's clue number one?
Well, clue number one is by Rachmaninoff. It's the Etude number 5 in E flat minor.
A little bit bit of Rachmaninoff there. Mm. And Bruce, what do we have for clue number two?
Clue number two is by Brahms, and it's from his second piano sonata.
Well, Jenny, what do you think?
I think I already said Rachmaninoff.
I think yes, you
so
said.
So I think I get to say Brahms.
Yes,
now.
You do. That's good that you were paying attention.
Johannes Brahms. And now what we just heard in that clue is a little bit different from what I heard in this piano puzzler you just played.
Yes, that's not the closest possible Brahms one could hear. But Brahms' style is just described very well by our guest here, which is chromatic and romantic. Of course, so is Rachmaninoff, chromatic and romantic.
Well, Jenny Kelly, well done. You got Brahms and you got the tune right away.
At least I did something quickly.
You did that right away. That tune was pretty well buried in there and you got it very, very quickly. Jenny Kelly, good luck with the rest of the season with the National Lutheran Choir.
Thank you. That was really fun.
And thanks for playing our piano puzzler.
You betcha.
Jenny, what's your public radio station?
NPR.
Minnesota Public Radio. Jenny Kelly from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.